nice song. Fox auf Flux FM mit Slow Motion. Heute Abend spielt die Band aus Wisconsin im Privatclub und jetzt sind schon drei von insgesamt sechs Bandmitgliedern bei mir im Studio. Ich begrüße Zach, Matt und Dave. Hello!
Hi!
How are you doing?
Doing good.
Cool. Yeah. Where are the others? Where's Monica and... Where were the other band members? They're building up there at the venue already or what?
Yeah, they're living up to the typical touring rock star lifestyle. They're all
carrying amps.
No, I thought it was the more glorious myth that we were talking about.
Yeah, that's true. So how's touring been? You've been touring for 1.5 years. It seems as if you were touring nonstop when one's looking at your schedule. How is that? How overwhelming have the reactions of fans been and the reaction of people who became fans while watching your show? It must have been a crazy year or year and a half, right?
Yeah, it's. I have no perspective at this point.
It's hard to tell.
We're really far in. Uh-huh. And I think soon when I get home, I'll have some clarity on what happened. But right now, I have no sense of time.
Yeah.
No sense of like order of events. So I'm tired.
Yeah. But you all got kind of used to being on tour. That's what I feel. Because when you visited us like a year ago and you played a little show on a terrace, mm-hmm. on a rooftop over there, I had the feeling that you kind of like had to get used to people reacting to your music all over the world and, you know, like us wanting to hug you when you arrived. You're like, well, Fox are here. And you were like, well, get away from me. What do you want? You know? And I have the feeling that you got used to that more by now, maybe.
Maybe a little bit.
A little bit, maybe, but not a ton.
It's day to day as well.
Yeah.
It's up and down. So you may have caught us on a strange day today or that time.
It's also
too small of a sample size.
It's also so incremental, I think, the change that happens that you don't notice it.
Yeah, that's true. It's like you haven't met a guy for 10 years and you look at his face and you say, you've grown old, motherfucker.
Yeah.
But this guy, he's seen his face in the mirror every day and
yeah.
he didn't realize
exactly.
that he's grown older. That's totally true. I've read that you guys were living in a house together and that you had to move out. Is that true? Why was that?
Our lease just expired.
Mm.
I think our landlords were also growing tired of us paying rent late. But, but our lease just expired, and yeah. So before we basically started touring almost constantly.
Okay. And now you're looking for another place to work and live together? Because I can imagine that being on tour as a group, it kind of leads to a situation where you go like, oh, if I'm 4 weeks off the tour, I probably don't want to see your face because I've seen it for 2 years now.
That's exactly
right. No offense.
No.
Still love you, but you know what I'm saying?
Usually when we get home, Dave and I go get coffee, and then I go watch the football game with Jason, and then Monica and I get lunch. Actually, I end up seeing everybody when I'm home.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's...
So is there a difference between living together in a house or just meeting each other on the street?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it is nice to live together, and it does, I think, spur more creative interactions.
Yeah.
Whereas living apart, we end up just getting together to hang out and...
Yeah.
You know, just do routine.
So you're looking for another place to maybe live together?
I think so. I think it's essential for us.
Yeah.
I think we have to have a house. Not that we maybe all live in, but an office or a place to live and work and live maybe half the time if you want to.
Yeah, yeah.
I was talking to you. I was like, it's really hard to get together, to make plans to get together, but it's really easy to escape a house if you need to escape. So.
Sure. That's a good way of thinking about it.
It's easier to escape than it is to try to get together. So
yeah.
I want to throw us all together again.
No, it's not too easy with six people who are getting older as well, who may have their own families by now or soon. You know, it's not too easy to get them all together on a table and discuss things. But when you're living together in a house, it's just like you said, it's easier to escape the house for a day. And leave the other five back there.
Exactly.
Then to get them all together. So I think it's a good idea. But is it a plan that's doable to find another house in Wisconsin? Is it something like gentrification happening there too? Like there's more and more rich people moving into the houses and bands cannot afford the place.
It depends where you want to go. You know, I mean, it's pretty inexpensive.
Yeah.
Wisconsin is everywhere, especially the farther you go out into the cornfields, the more little...
Yeah.
Farmhouses you'll find. Although moving the country is pretty much the scariest thing you can do.
Because a lot of us don't have cars or money to even afford a house. So that's where we're at. Is like, we need this thing, but I don't know that we can make it happen yet. But we'll
just
see.
Just yet.
But you just said it's creepy to live Like in the fields there?
Yeah, well, the farther you get out, the more isolated you are, the more you get disconnected from society, more you go stir crazy.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Which could be good.
I don't really think... And I mean, your heritage and the surroundings that you're from, they totally inspired you to do the album that you've done.
Yeah.
So I think it's really essential for you to find the right place to work from. Before we talk a bit more, let's listen to another song. This here is a song that's talking about your heritage in the Baraboo, Wisconsin circus kind of stuff.
Yep.
He's in Fox No Mom in 1936. Foxman 1936 of Lux FM. There's a band in the room that doesn't know when the songs are ending. Yeah. Like, totally surprised. You seem totally surprised when your songs are ending. What?
Yeah.
You've done already?
I never listened to them.
Forget. It is scary to listen to it.
But you just found out, like the listeners, we can tell them that the band just has found out that there's a shaker missing.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the C part or in the bridge of the song 1936. So you're going to...
I think I'll add that tonight.
You should do the shaker.
Yeah, because I've been playing guitar and it always feels strange. Now I know.
Yeah. Because you do. It's the shaker. Yes, yeah. That's to be played, actually. Nice thing. We've just talked about the fact that your music is definitely influenced by your heritage, your family, your roots. Now, I want to ask, has there been a reaction of the Baraboo neighborhood and the people in Baraboo to you making that little town famous all over the world? Because, I mean, I have never heard of Baraboo before.
Yeah.
But now it's actually really a part of your music and the lyrics and stuff, and the history of Baraboo is right in there. Have people reacted there? Has the mayor of Baraboo asked you to be like a special member of this town?
Not quite yet. We're not quite
to
that level.
We got asked to be the grand marshals of a circus parade in Baraboo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which, so it's like you sit in a convertible and you wave, like...
Which is the best thing to do.
I know.
I mean, as long as there's no assassination planned,
That's true. You never know. You didn't
have trouble with the mafia before. Right. It's like the best thing that you can do, like sit in a convertible and wave at people and be like, we're Fox.
That would be big. They commemorated us with a cheeseburger at the local pub.
Okay, there's a Fox burger.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got like bacon, jalapenos, avocado, and then a bunch of cheese curds, like deep fried cheese curds. Do you have those over here?
No.
They're like little cheese nuggets that are essentially part of the waste of cheese at the ends of the wheel that they cut off. There's a process they can make them in bulk, obviously, as well. And then they're battered and deep fried like fish fry or something.
That's interesting. It doesn't seem to be the most healthy burger, though.
No, the Fox burger.
No, it's like this tall.
Okay.
It's gigantic.
You'll fall asleep.
But it's a nice thing. There's things happening in Baraboo, and especially the circus thing. I think that's an admirable thing. I would totally do that.
It's cool. It's in another sense, though, a lot of people in Baraboo would never listen to or know about us. Ever, I would say.
That's going to change with the parade because there's going to be stereo in the convertible. And you're going to put your own music on real loud, going to bounce to it, nod your heads, and be like, we're Fox.
Let's see.
Another thing that I find interesting is that when you're talking about your heritage and your roots that often and that openly, it must have a therapeutic effect on you guys, or on Monica at least. Would you say that your music has a therapeutical aspect?
Yeah, I mean, especially for me anyway. They're not my lyrics. Of course, it's Monica's stories, which she's said, you know, something that she's found therapy in because she's put off so many of these, you know,
topics.
These topics exactly. Yeah. So, but for us, I mean, I think it's great. It's therapeutic to see us as a group of people like progressing at something, doing something new and challenging ourselves.
Yeah. So. I mean, Monica is doing a really beautiful job on the records with the lyrics and with the way she sings as well, right? I mean, I imagine that it must be a blessing to have a singer like her in the band, because actually you could base a song on two chords. Like, I mean, and she's going to do all the rest, right? Because her voice has such a wide range and she has ideas of melodies that's, I don't know where they're coming from, right? Are you surprised by her talent sometimes as well?
Oh, yeah. We use two chords frequently. Uh-huh. All the time.
Yeah, cool. That's good, though. I mean, why more? Less is more sometimes.
Yeah.
I really think so, especially for the singer.
No, that's been hard for us as a group of six people to remember. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you know, shelving your ego a little bit.
Yeah.
Just trying to be a part of a group rather than being the focal point.
Yeah.
It's tough to tell a musician to do, but...
Play. I know that you're a good player, but please play less.
Yes. Yeah. Stop.
Stop.
Play that shaker.
Yeah. Put the guitar down and play it's that done. Shaker. That's all we need for this part. Not more. I want to thank you guys for visiting us for this short interview. Say hi to Monica and the others.
Of course.
And have great fun at tonight's show. Please come back as soon as possible, as soon as you've planned your next Berlin gig. Let's meet here again and talk a bit more. And then we will probably talk about new Fox music already. Are you thinking about new compositions already? Are you working on them already, maybe?
There might be some.
Okay. Don't want to talk about that anymore. Wer heute abends in den Privatclub möchte, zu Fox, die Türen gehen um 19.30 Uhr, 8 Uhr auf und um spätestens 20.45 Uhr, sage ich mal, spielt dann auch die Band. Wer da vorbeigehen möchte, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück und wer durchkommt, steht auf der Gästeliste für Fox heute Abend im Privatclub. Just gave away some tickets per phone for tonight's show. Thanks again for visiting us and I'll see you soon. Bye bye.